Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, the broken, racketed man, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm good. Tom is referencing the fact that in a tennis game, I did just break my racket in anger, which Oasis told us never to do.
They didn't say don't break your racket in anger. They said don't look back in anger.
Well, I did look back after I broke
my racket. Oh, you fucked up. You broke their one rule.
I think the problem is everything has been feeling like the movies. So I've just been kind of bleeding.
Sure.
Just to know I'm alive.
Of course. And you don't want the world to see you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Seems weird that you're posting all this content then. What's the world supposed to do but see you? Well, Tommy did, in fact, post a video that went bozo mode of us playing basketball. I want to point out in that clip, if you look closely, I'm playing incredible defense. And my friend Pat Bercher, friend of the show, former guest, does fully blow it. and Tommy gets an easy little layup. But hey, that's neither here nor there. What is here and there is our buddy Aaron Weaver's here. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. What up, y'all?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
You visited New York for a while.
I'm here, man. I'm here for a month.
Woo!
Good to see if the city embraces me. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
You just come here and the city's like...
You spend 1 month, and if you don't make it, it's over.
Yeah, low stakes, no pressure. I'm just going to make it. And actually, where I come from in Canada, a broken racket is good luck. So,
is that true?
Yeah, man. So thank you for giving me this sign.
That explains why Johnny McEnroe is so so fucking
successful.
He has
a nice career. Yeah.
I was going to say expensive. I meant to say rich. I guess he is expensive if you're rich.
You're trying to spend the night with
him.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, how much? How much for one night?
What would you pay?
For an autograph?
For Johnny.
One night with Johnny back in Rome.
Would you pay more for him or Pete Sampras? Or like, what do you think?
I mean, Johnny's got a fiery temper, so he's going to be good in there. And plus, he was in the film, the Adam Sandler vehicle, Anger Management, which means a lot to me. So that's more of, I just have him in the room telling me Sandler stories.
Very seedy motel.
By the hour motel. Tell me again, was he cool in real life?
Now, Aaron, I would predict, and this is me... stereotyping now,
sure.
That you would have been a jam band guy would have been my prediction
based
on your vibe.
Jam band. No. It was literally my least favorite of all things.
Really?
But it's interesting
because that is interesting.
You talk a lot about psychedelics and stuff.
That's
and,
the thing, man. You know, I feel like when I get close to liking jam bands, I have to stop taking drugs. I'm like, that's my sign. Like, I've done too much. Fish starts to sound cool to me. I got to back up.
That's when you end up in like an anonymous program.
Right.
When did it all go wrong? Well, I started jamming out to Grateful Dead cover bands.
It's a bunch of string cheese incident shirts. I mean.
Widespread panic all day. Yeah, man. I just can't do it. I need a song, you know?
Yes,
like a good song.
I'm the same exact way, and you're wearing a shirt of a band I like, Heartless Bastards.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, you are. Are you more of an indie rock kind of guy?
I like indie rock a lot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Heartless Bastards, big War on Drugs guy.
Hell yeah.
Driving through the desert, just did some mushrooms, listening to War on Drugs. The best.
That new album I really liked that they put out last year, I think. Maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that on the show? I can't remember.
Maybe it came up on a Patreon. I might have played a song from them or something. Yeah.
They rule. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. They sound very similar to the band we're about to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I've heard these comparisons time and time again. Today, we are here to talk about the band, the Goo Goo Dolls. Real quick, did you know what the Goo Goo Dolls' original name was going to be?
No.
So I had it pulled up and now I've lost it, but let me look this up. It was I'll give you a hint, it was pretty gross.
Okay. It's not like the Gaga Babies.
No, it wasn't close to what it ended up being. Here we go. They were formed in Buffalo, New York, where they stayed. I don't know if they still live there, but they were like famously one of the only signed bands to stay living in Buffalo, New York. So they were big in the Buffalo, New York news scene. But they formed in 85.
That's shocking, by the way.
Really crazy. I was very surprised to see how old they were. But by Johnny Resnick and bassist Robbie Tkach, and drummer George Tatuska, initially under the name The Sex Maggots. Now imagine hearing Iris and being like, I like this. Who's this? The Sex Maggots, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
sure.
Yeah, some corpse fucking vibes. Yeah, okay.
Are they all really Polish? Those names are so...
They are. They all are all Polish.
Are they all Poles?
Yeah. Buffalo, big Polish community.
Ah, okay.
A lot of pierogies out there. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Do you know Floyd from Chicago?
Yeah, I remember Floyd.
Yeah, he's from Buffalo, and he's Polish, and I asked him about the Goo Goo Dolls, and he's like, oh, dude, they're the best. They're all Polish, man. They all stuck to Buffalo. They opened a studio out there. They started a music festival. Like, they're all
That's
about
amazing.
Buffalo. Yeah, man, they're holding it down.
Man, we've got some good facts out here already.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, anything Floyd has to add. they changed their name because this club owner refused to put their name on the marquee.
Oh.
And so they flipped through a copy of True Detective magazine. I liked the first season of that magazine.
That was great.
And settled on a change after finding an advertisement for a Goo Goo Doll.
Okay. What is a Goo Goo Doll?
I imagine it's a doll that says goo goo. I was just wondering the same. But
you have quite the imagination, sir.
They said that if they had had 5 more seconds, they would have thought of something better. It's like you think about like being in 1985 and then having a band that like is gonna last 30 years or whatever, and then you're like, fuck, we just needed 5 more seconds. It seems like he could have done more. But anyways, they don't hit it big until 95 when I believe that's when the album with
A Boy Named Goo.
Maybe the worst named album of all time.
Yes.
A Boy Named Goo, which I have to imagine is named after the song A Boy Named Sue.
It'd be weirder if it wasn't.
Boy Named Goo. The album art is a guy, or it's a little kid with like blackberry sauce all over him. And apparently there was a controversy where Walmart claimed wouldn't put their album on the shelves because it looked like blood was on the front of the thing instead of blackberry juice. And then Walmart came back and said, no, it's because it was not selling well.
Oh, Walmart's like
Walmart's
catty.
Clapping.
Yeah, Walmart.
Walmart showed they whole ass.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, honey. Sam Walton. That's his name, right?
Yeah. I believe so. Oh, that's what Sam's Club is named after. So that makes sense.
Oh, they own both?
Oh, yeah, dude.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
They made their own Costco. They're taking over the old biz, and we're on board with it. We're brought to you today by Walmart, actually.
Yes.
Thank you so much for supporting Walmart. Yeah, so Boy Named Goo comes out, and that album has a little song named Name. It's called Name on it, and that becomes their first big hit.
So good.
When do you jump aboard the Goo Goo train? Oh, Goo Goo train would be a great tour.
Yeah, they open for Gaga.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Gaga for Goo Goo Train.
Oh, man. Nah, man, I bought my ticket to the Goo Goo Express in 1995. This song, Name.
Oh,
yeah, it's just so soothing. Like, yeah. the melody, the rhythm, I don't know. They have this way of being like sad and then uplifting you in the next beat. And that's what this song does every time to me. It's just like, starts off real sad and then it's like, no. Now we're going to feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I
mean, it is on your playlist. We could just go ahead
and
give
play it.
Let's go ahead and play it. The timing feels right. Let them know. All right. Let me find Name here. Cuckoo. All right. I forgot I found a great this weird list. All right. Here is some of Goo Goo Dolls' first big hit, Name.
Sad. Okay.
Imagine being in the pit.
Just caressing each other, softly pushing each other into your arms.
The gentle pit.
Yeah. Imagine being backstage. You got Johnny McEnroe on the couch.
But that song fucking rules.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be a sycophant on this one. I like all this shit.
Yeah. Right? It's so great. Good, yeah, man.
This is a hard one to hate on because this is like right in the wheelhouse of time for me to like this sort of shit and think it was like alt at the time. Like at the time I was like, oh, this is like weird shit that I like.
Well, we were comparing it to Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got into them in early 2000s probably. And I like my introduction to them was not this. It was Iris, but I remember loving Iris so much that I went to see the movie City of
Angels.
Is it City of Angels?
Yeah,
City of Angels.
Yeah, yeah.
Meg Ryan movie. Yeah. And was it Nick Cage?
Nick
in that
Cage,
too?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, showing and his range.
I just was like, all I wanted was them to play that fucking song the whole time.
Yeah.
I think they may have done it. I think that they do play it at some point in that movie, which I was like, thank God.
Just requesting it like it's a concert.
Yeah. Play the fucking song. And it was on my, famously, I put Iris on my MySpace, like, as my song, and I got a message from my sister asking if I was okay. they felt like a different type of thing, like off the mainstream. I felt the same way about like Matchbox 20.
Okay.
These bands like went together for me, but this is going to be a hard one to not be a homer for because it's full on nostalgia, like takes me right there.
Yeah, it's transportive. And I don't know, man, Matchbox 20, I feel like they're in the same category, mm-hmm. but there's something about the Goo Goo Dolls that it just feels like they have more integrity, you know? Like, they were doing it for, like, 10 years before they got famous.
That is big, yeah.
I feel like Matchbox 20 was like, all right, give me an agent, give me a studio, make me famous.
We did them as, like, our first episode.
Literally 5 years ago. Yeah, it's been a long time,
so I don't fully remember all the stories behind them. But I do feel like there was an element of, like, there is some deep cut Matchbox 20 shit that I remember my... when I was 18, I met this. I became friends with a huge Matchbox 20 fan, and she got me to read I want to say there was like an autobiography on Rob Thomas that she had me read and stuff, and it was cool. But anyways, this is not to shit on Matchbox 20. This is to simply raise up the Goo Goo Dolls.
To quote Twitter, why you gotta pin two bad bitches against each other?
I wish you'd quote Twitter more often. I was laughing because I found the part in the song facts about the Walmart thing, and the wording made me laugh here, where it says, the cover shows a young boy smeared with blackberries, which caused a problem when Walmart refused to stock the album because they thought it depicted a child abuse victim.
Oh, God.
When this story broke in the media, Walmart backed off, convinced the cover was simply a boy and his goo. that's fucked up. But this song alienated a good part of their old fan base, but it did bring them many, many new fans. It charted, it's at number 5 in the U.S.
It's funny to imagine the hipster guy who's wearing the Sex Maggots shirt. It's like, what the fuck is this?
when I found criticism about the band, it's like it's from people who liked the old. I found this brutal article that I want to read. It's not an article. It's a list of bands that suck. And this list is wild. It's 15 legendary bands that actually suck.
Oh no!
Yeah, you hadn't considered this, Aaron. These bands.
No.
And the text is: you do not want to listen to any of these acts. Ever.
Whoa.
Okay. Let me
here we go.
This is what's why. So I'm gonna read the entry. Where do you think on the top 15 the Goo Goo Dolls land?
Oh, I don't think they're on there.
You
wouldn't do that to me now, would you?
I'll tell you right now, you are dead wrong.
Oh no. I'm gonna go with 3.
So it is not 3. Tommy, you gotta guess?
So here's what I am thinking is that my first instinct would be they'd be towards the back, but the fact that you're asking means they must be very high. So I'm going to go with 1.
They are not 1.
Okay.
You would never guess 1 in a million years, even though a lot of the list it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like Nickelback is on here.
Of course, yeah.
Coming in at 7 is the Goo Goo Dolls. Guess who's 6? It's a band we've talked about recently on the show.
Vertical Horizon?
No. Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, wow.
Isn't
that
crazy?
Yeah.
Okay, which it's wild that we just talked about them last week, and these are back to back on this guy's list. So Goo Goo Dolls.
Is it Jeff Bezos?
Goo Goo Dolls writes, "I really hate I really hate including this band because there are two versions of the Goo Goo Dolls. There's the pre-ballad Goo Goo Dolls, like Iris, and post-ballad Iris Goo Goo Dolls. The pre-Iris, this band was a hard-rocking crew that put together some good music with hooks. They were popular but not huge. Then they found the formula for creating pop hits for the radio and never looked back. Would I do the same? Hell, I'd cut off my left arm for the opportunity. Doesn't mean that output is worthy of their claim. And he talks about how they made a lot of money. It's kind of genius, but it's super safe. And they've not created anything original in a long, long time. And he's extra bitter because he liked the old band. It's kind of wild because this pissed me off because number three is Coldplay. And wow. he says that they're a ripoff of U2 and Oasis, which I've heard, but Radiohead. But then he says they get put on the same level. They get put in the same group as U2, Oasis, and other European bands. Guess who's number 15 on this list?
U2?
Oasis.
Oh, wow. It's like, crazy. Yeah.
How do you say, like, oh, these critics, they're comparing Coldplay to a band as good as Oasis. Guess who also fucking sucks? Oasis.
Who wrote this? What's this guy's name?
This was written in November 2016.
Oh, no.
This is true.
And the Goo Goo Dolls have gotten so much better since then. They're fucking doing all kinds of weird shit now.
This was written November 15th, 2016.
In line for the polls. He's just like, here's a bunch of bands that suck. I'm voting for Gary Johnson.
There's just no good options. It is November 20th. It's David Grant is the guy's name from Grantland.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh.
All right. Anyways, that is those are the fun facts about the song name.
Oh, there's one more fun fact that you might not know.
What's that?
I love it.
Do you know whose name he doesn't want to tell you?
That's a good question. Is it Kennedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that right?
VJ. I guess he was married to a woman, and he kissed this MTV VJ, Kennedy, and he didn't want to tell anyone, and he wrote a whole song about it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get away with it.
Yeah, be real sneaky.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I thought it was about JFK. I was just at the grassy knoll, and I was trying to figure out some stuff.
Yeah.
I was just in Dallas, by the way. Thanks to everybody who came to the shows in Dallas. It was super fun. Yeah, I saw the name Kennedy on the song facts, but I didn't see anything, whatever. But I guess her real name is Lisa Montgomery.
Ooh.
So an even more fun fact.
Lisa Montgomery. If they get married.
Yeah, his last name is Goo now. Anyways, let's hear some more music. I keep losing my phone. I think we got to hear Iris. I teased it.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a couple episodes ago and on the Patreon because Tommy's Twisted Quiz that is on the Patreon, the band Lifehouse came up. Mm. And the time I saw, so there's video of me really into it, listening to that the song Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse.
Okay.
And that was at a free Goo Goo Dolls show in St. Louis, Under the Arch. So I was seeing Goo Goo Dolls and was shocked at how many hits they had. But I would have straight up KMS'd if they did not play Iris, because that is that's the one. Let's go ahead and hear it.
Nice.
So I didn't realize this song was written for the movie City of Angels. I did not realize that. I thought it was already a song. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, dude's got skills, man. It works for the movie. It works for hell real life. Yeah. It worked for me as like a middle school kid. I used to listen to this song and hope, like on the bus when it played, just hope like my crush would catch eyes with me in that moment. Because you got to fall in love if you catch eyes on this song.
This was a big crush catching eyes 100%, song, for sure.
Yeah. You're sharing love in that moment. I love it. I don't know what's wrong with a ballad. People are shitting on ballads, but
love
like
a good ballad.
Ballads are fucking dope.
Yeah, I like. I mean, I would not know about this band if not for the song. So I mean, I know Slide, and I knew what's the balloon song or whatever.
Yeah, Black Balloon.
Yeah, Black Balloon.
The balloon song.
But no, I would not have gotten into them at all if it weren't for this. So.
Yeah,
but I'm a little bitch who likes his little ballads.
You know, and that's why I like the Goo Goo Dolls, because we all got a little bitch inside of us.
Dude.
And yo, they came out, like, I was listening to hardcore gangster rap, fucking Nirvana, just everyone was being hard.
Yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls came out and they're like, yo, it's okay to want to get married, you know? Like,
dude, I was thinking about this because I'm getting married next month, and I feel like there's so few modern, like, good songs, like, that are fun, that are about, like, love, that are not that are not just, like, one-night stand songs or like, leave your man, or, like, you know.
You've been keeping those out of the household.
Yeah. I'm like the damn Chinese government in here with, I've been turning off search. She's not allowed to, those results don't even pop up on our internet. I have a deal with Optimum. that Call Your Girlfriend song, that one's not allowed to play. And not Tommy's cover, Call Your Boyfriend.
What the hell?
it's hard. Not a lot of people make just like earnest love songs.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, that's a fucking skill, man.
It's like, tough.
It's real tough.
Yeah, let's make out here. Tommy, you're a musician.
All right,
why don't you
it.
Stop taking away from the arts and give something back.
All right, it's time to give back to my community.
Lead goo, Johnny Resnick wrote this song.
I can't be here and lead goo.
I had to go to the hospital because I had some lead goo.
Oh no.
I wrote this song for the movie City of Angels, where it is sung from the perspective of Nicolas Cage's character. In the film, Cage plays an angel sent to help humans make their transition to the afterlife. When he falls in love with a human, played by Meg Ryan, he must choose between love and eternal life. In a 2013 Songfacts interview with Resnick, he explained how the film influenced the song. He said, "I was thinking about the situation of the Nicolas Cage character in the movie. This guy is thinking about, this guy is completely willing to give up his own immortality just to be able to feel something very human. And I think, wow, what an amazing thing it must be to love someone so much that you give up everything to be with them. That's a pretty heavy thought." He says that. I did not realize that was made for that movie.
Yeah.
I wish they made a song for every Nicolas Cage movie besides Con Air.
I was trying to think of a good a Wicker Man song.
Wicker Man.
Yeah. Sing us the song, you're the Wicker Man.
Yeah.
Don't want to declare independence.
Let's see here. Yeah, this is on Dizzy Up the Girl from the 1998.
Thought that was a weird album title, too.
Yeah, that is strange.
It feels like...
It seems a little date rapey.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It feels Bill Cosby-ish.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do your impressions at home. We're not going to do them. We're not getting in trouble.
We're not doing that. We got enough cancellations on our plate with some of the things Tommy's been doing.
Oh, shit.
Let's just say Tommy's been a little unstable lately.
Ooh, broken tennis racket, man, over here. Yeah. Hope you didn't dizzy up any girls with that.
Oh, my God.
I know. Sorry. That's a lot.
Look, stand by your band. It's horses now. I'm too lazy to pull up the clip, but you know what it is.
You know what it is.
You know what it is. You know what it's been. Yeah, this song, according to SongFacts, charted at number 9, which I'm surprised that it didn't surpass Name. I would have thought this was bigger because I had definitely heard the song way more. Yeah, this is not the band's first soundtrack success. They landed a modern rock hit when what song was no, I'll switch this up. When Long Way Down was used in the 1996 movie, what?
Long Way Down.
Point Break?
No, no, no.
Long Way Down, 96.
It wasn't Con Air.
Can you give one hint?
Not Con Air. I believe it had, I want to say Helen Hunt was in it.
Is it Twister?
It is Twister.
We tied.
Long Way Down from the top of a tornado.
Who else is
okay.
in Twister?
There's Bill Pullman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
That's it. I was thinking of Bill Pullman. See, Philip Seymour Hoffman is in Twister?
Right?
I think he was. Yeah. Yeah, I think he was like a meteorologist or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
putting
that movie
balls
scared,
in the tornado.
That movie scared the shit out of my ass as a kid, living in Tornado Valley.
The only thing scary in that movie is that game.
Left foot where? all right. Oh, this was, it says this was also used in the TV show The Boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Iris was?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
Weird.
They use a lot of weird shit in that show. They use a lot of bangers in that show. But by the way, hey, speaking of Matchbox 20, you know what I thought of the latest series from The Boys, huh? It was a mid-season.
It was.
All right. We got more music.
You ever watch TV, Aaron?
Yeah.
A little bit. I watched The Boys, the first Boys season. Yeah. I've turned on TVs before.
you do like
generally like it when that happens.
You like the aspect ratio of a TV?
Yeah, man. It's no phone, but it's close.
They work well together.
I miss antennas, man. That kind of fell off after that.
Man, remember having to hold that antenna just right. God damn!
God damn! Put the tin foil on
it. You do it wrong. You
feel like you're doing
something. Beat you with that shit.
Yeah.
All right. I had a list of Google's fun facts, but here we go. 5 interesting facts about the Goo Goo Dolls. I think we've already covered all of these. Actually, Resnick said that he feels the band may have sold more records if they had a better name. Yeah. There was an
not wrong.
Yeah, I think that's true. I found an article before we listen to the other 2 songs here from BuffaloNews.com. I searched Goo Goo Dolls controversy, and the article I found, it says, goodbye, Dolls drummer ousted in big time breakup.
Goodbye.
Wow. Do you know about this?
No.
Yeah. Goo Goo Dolls, Buffalo's most influential young rock band, is breaking up its original lineup after nearly a decade together. And the timing couldn't be worse. The band is scheduled to release a national album and single in March for Warner Brothers Records. George Tatuska, drummer of the band, says he has been forced out of the trio. So I don't know if the timing of this is right, but if he got kicked out in January 17, 1995, he got
missed.
Fucked.
Yeah, right.
That
there
is
for
right
all sex maggots, no Goo Goo Dolls. No,
that's some Pete Best shit.
That sucks. Oh. I gotta see if this is true. Go ahead, Tom.
Can I do a joke I should have done 40 minutes ago?
I would love that.
Hey, how many Pollocks does it take to name a band?
Well.
2 to screw in the light bulb and 1 to shut the hell up.
1 to blow up the black balloon. I'm trying to see. Let's see. Just before A Boy Named Goo's release, Tatuska was fired from the band and replaced by Mike Malinin.
That's Mike Melatonin.
That's right.
He doesn't sound Polish either. They're fucking.
They went against
house.
Their roots.
Yep.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Prior to Tatuska's departure, there was a payment dispute between him and Resnick over his contribution to the writing of the superstar Car Wash single, Fallen Down. During the completion of A Boy Named Goo, Tatuska had told band management that he would not tour behind the album unless royalties were to be split evenly among the three members, a practice Tatuska said had been the band's standard practice ever since the release of its self-titled debut in 87. He said that when he told Resnick he had not received royalties from Fallen Down, Resnick admitted that he had been receiving such royalties for 2 years.
Team Tatuska.
Yep.
Fully Team Tatuska.
Yeah. Tatuska got
especially
fucked.
in a three-person band. You're not splitting it six ways.
No. Yeah.
If that's
the
policy, that's the policy, man.
Yeah.
That's, Resnick,
that's Resnick.
Yeah.
Oh, what man. The hell?
And you know what he spent that money on? I don't know if you've seen his face recently, but it is like
really?
Full plastic surgery.
Damn.
I know.
Are you talking about Resnick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's a little scary.
I want to say he looked a little spooky when I saw him, and that was like 12 years ago.
Well, that's when he had that haircut.
Yeah.
Just that like super feathered 90s
yes.
haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the Goo Goo Dolls are like, I don't know, the Dane Cook of music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like super 90s, bad haircuts.
Yeah.
But like, you kind of be like, did we shit on them too much? They're actually kind of talented.
They're actually talented. Mm-hmm. They did call clubs to find out when Chris D'Elia was about to go on and then would show up and bump him.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Dane Cook thing. I've always wanted to do a Dane Cook episode of Stand By Your Band.
Oh,
because
yeah?
I was like a huge Dane Cook fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I was definitely into it at the time. I mean, everyone was. You know?
Yeah. And like not, definitely doesn't all like hold, like it doesn't all hold up. A lot of comedy from back then. Having done that Comedy Central podcast and like having to go through people's half hours and stuff, a lot of shit does not hold up.
I bet.
Most stuff we thought was hilarious in like 2013 even really isn't that good anymore. But what do you do?
Well, I was just listening to, I mean, we can go back to the real topic, but I was just listening to a Comedy Bang Bang episode from like 2012. And even that, I was like, oh my God, no one would make these jokes now. And these are like all
these are the
beloved comedians.
Dude,
yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Some of our favorite like alt,
yeah.
like, the wokest comics on Twitter right now, you go back to their half hours from 2011, 2012, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, even though they'd be canceled.
Yeah, it changed fast.
Yeah. And don't do that. Don't go back and dig through. Hey, do whatever the hell you want. I don't give a shit.
Free country.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and hear another song. You had Slide on there, right?
I did.
Let's hear Slide.
Yeah, montage music.
Yeah.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you
song rules.
Love it.
I do anything you ever dream. That's great. So I didn't realize what this song was about. Lead singer and guitarist Johnny Resnick wrote this song, which is about a girl who has an abortion.
Whoa.
Her boyfriend is being very supportive, declaring his love for her and asking her to just let it slide and move on with their lives. I had no idea that's what that was about.
See, man, just constantly positive, even an abortion song.
Yeah.
You know, it's no Ben Folds.
It's no Brick. I was going to say, the mid to late 90s was certainly a time for.
It was the mid to late 90s.
Yeah. Live, isn't that? Was that what that's about? Lightning crashes.
Oh, is it?
I didn't know.
I don't know.
That.
It might be like
we did live recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Lightning crashes and old mother cries. I don't know.
Speaking of live, we should do another live show soon.
I would love
it's
to.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Let's get old Union Stain, Hall on the line.
Said that
before I leave New York, we got to do one.
The night before.
Yes. But the night before my wedding, we should do it.
That's when Graham's fucking specialist.
That's true, dumbass. Anyway, ain't nobody going to that damn special taping. They're going to be prepping themselves for my damn wedding. Dumbass. Anyway, go see Graham K's fucking special taping, I guess, at the Gutter. Night before my damn wedding. Anyways.
We got one more, right?
Yes. There was, yeah. Let's go ahead and hear our next song. We have, oh wait, what did you send me here? It's on the, I gotta keep switching back.
Give a little bit.
That's right. Give a little bit. This is am I crazy? Is this a cover?
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh no, my bad.
That's okay. Hey, this was a big, yeah, I knew
Super,
Super
Tramp.
Yeah. I love Super Tramp, by the way.
Okay.
We should do a Super Tramp episode
cool.
sometime. Breakfast yeah. in America is fucking great.
I was going to do their Christmas song, which is also very good.
Ooh, maybe we can pop it on at the end.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear Give a Little Bit from the Goo Goo Dolls. Funky breakdown.
Yeah, man. That's where they rock hard. Shows
Hell
their fucking
yeah.
range.
I forgot about that cover, and I do like it. I love Supertramp. So,
it started as part of a Gap commercial where he was singing it with other singers, and he was like, you know what? I am doing the best at this. So he had his band do like the full version.
You have no good song ideas.
And then it became a huge hit for them, which is so funny that like it was like a bunch of different singers doing it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, actually. And it was like a big, made
so
them
funny.
A bunch of money.
Oh my
yep,
God.
Liz Phair, Sheryl Crow, Robbie Robertson, Dwight Yoakam, and Shaggy. Shaggy didn't.
Wow.
I think there was like separate, yeah, like a separate reggae one with Shaggy.
Oh,
yeah, I think it was like
shit.
A campaign where they had different people doing
I vaguely
it.
Remember yeah. this. Yeah. By the way, I forgot one of the song facts from the last song slide. The band performed this in the late 1998 at the American Music Awards. They were introduced by an unknown brunette named. Can you guys guess? 1998.
Alanis Morissette.
Younger.
Jewel.
No, brunette.
Brunette.
1998. Brunette.
I think brunette's gonna throw you guys off because I would not have called this person a brunette.
Oh,
I think it's a little disrespectful.
It was the Music Award, so it's a musician.
Yes.
Okay.
Although I guess at the time she was brunette because this was a. This would have been a teen star. But unknown, apparently, in 1998, which is surprising to me.
If they're presenting an award, they can't
yeah.
be that unknown.
Yeah, that's, there's no fucking way. And also, this person was a star almost out of the gate. Like, I'll just tell you guys.
Spears?
It was Britney
yeah.
Spears.
Oh wow!
They were introduced by an unknown brunette named Britney Spears,
who'd only been on TV for 5 years.
1998. Well, she was like part of the Mickey Mouse Club, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. And LeBron has a Mickey Mouse ring. So where is that play?
That was her big break, man. Introducing the Goo Goo Dolls.
Anyways, great songs. Great songs you picked for us today. And it, just like going through this list today, I'm reminded of seeing them in concert and being very pleasantly surprised by how many songs I knew.
So many, man.
They have a way deeper catalog than people realize of hits.
They have like 20 hits. Yeah. They've been doing it for 40 years. Same That's core crazy. Members yeah. of the band.
It's wild. Yeah. They have a recent single called You Are the Answer. And they have a rarities out. Yeah. I was trying to think of some practice like lyrics to throw in, but could not do it on the fly because I was reading. They have put out a lot of shit over the last like decade. Even this is crazy. How have I not heard any of this? I haven't heard any of this. I mean, one of them is a Christmas album. Is that what you're talking about? The recent one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Christmas all over.
Yeah, man. They do Christmas right, dude. Very gooey Christmas.
Oh, I've got Christmas all over me.
Christmas maggots crawling all over my skin.
Oh, Christmas maggots.
These seem like mostly covers, but I am curious about Shake Hands with Santa Claus.
Ooh.
Let's hear some of
you cutting a deal?
Bring you the candy, shake hands with Santa Claus. I love you, I love you. I'm gonna bring some candy and flowers.
I can't do this.
Hey, man.
That fucking sucked.
Again, Michael Goublé over here.
They took a risk, okay? They can't hit them all.
That sounded unhinged.
We were so positive for the whole episode.
That sounded crazy.
That would ruin Christmas.
That sounded like a man losing his mind. A candy, a Christmas, Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal.
All right, let's go to the peanut brewery.
All right, as we do each week. Oh my God, I forgot we have a voicemail from Jared.
Oh, sure.
So we gotta go to Jared before we hear to the peanut gallery. So let's go ahead and hear Jared's. This is our regular segment where we go to our friend and the owner of the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, where you can see great comedy every damn week. Go out there. He has his thoughts on each band. He's our resident snob. Let's hear what he thinks about the Goo Goo Dolls.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's It Went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending the Goo Goo Dolls. I know I haven't been on the show as much as I would like to be, and some of it is just, you know, the show's been on long enough that you have to kind of dig deeper for artists. And, you know, I don't know shit about Conway Twitty, and I was never into Rage Against the Machine. I mean, I appreciate them for some of the things that they believe in, but I don't really know that much about their music. So I wanted to do the Goo Goo Dolls because this is exactly sort of up my alley of like a band that was really popular when I thought music like that was really terrible. And it is. I mean, it's not good. But it's interesting sort of 20 some odd years later to think about sort of the, you know, the City of Angels, or I think that was that movie, that era of the Goo Goo Dolls, and how much less terrible we would view them if those songs were released now. Because there just really isn't like songs or bands like this anymore. And admittedly, you know, it's pleasant enough that it would be more interesting than a lot of the stuff on the radio right now. You know, coaching a youth baseball team, you have to sometimes endure some real shitty, like, current music that...
Oh, shit. It's too long, Jared. Let me say, this is a long one.
If he didn't say it was shitty, it would have been shorter.
The type of person, it's for me, I'm very appreciative that Max is.
Oh, jeez.
Admittedly, you know, it's pleasant enough that it would be more interesting than a lot of the stuff on the radio right now.
Sorry for the reason.
You know, coaching a youth baseball team, you have to sometimes endure some real shitty, like, current music that, you know, when we're giving kids rides home. I mean, for me, I'm very appreciative that Max is into good music mostly, if not totally. But when we give rides to other kids, it's like, I mean, it's just, it's bad. So for sure, the Goo Goo Dolls would be maybe more appreciated by the type of person that I am, or just maybe someone younger than me who has a good, you know, palate. But anyway, they're not good. That's for sure. It is interesting. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and sorry, this is so long, but I think that, like, they came from the Minneapolis sort of, like, punk scene. If I remember, maybe I'm completely off here, but, like, I feel like that Bob Mould had something to do with maybe their early albums. I could be way off. I don't know. Anyway, it's nice to be back. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
All right. We love you, Jerry. Making up for lost time with that one.
So there was something, when he brought up the Minneapolis thing, I did read a fact that Paul Westerberg and the Replacements wrote a song for them, which I thought gives them a lot of cred. That's one of the coolest bands ever. And, nice. Yeah.
That's one of their biggest influences.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go. But Buffalo. Sorry.
Yeah.
That might be why he was thinking that. Yeah.
That's it. So now, do you have any thoughts on what Jared just said?
You know, the lyrics are not good. You know, it's not like you're writing amazing song lyrics, but I still think the grooves are just so catchy. And
sure.
It just feels so good that, I mean, I don't know. People say it's grocery store music, but.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little good grocery store bopping every once in a while.
Yeah, man, makes me want to shop.
If I hear that at a Target, I'm having a good time.
Exactly, man.
Wait, I will know you. Wait, I don't get this one. So we have comments from the listeners. We go to the Patreon first. If you're on the Patreon, you get your thoughts guaranteed to be read. I want to get this one. Maybe I could be a dumbass. So first one we have is from Mike Hornig, who says, I will know you, nay man.
Name.
I will
know your name.
There we go. My bad. It's hard to read that one. Like that's a tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey. Stand by your band. It's horses now. That was a shot at Tommy, of course. Oh, wait. I see. He sent it again with, I will know your nay.
Yeah,
there, yeah. That's the one. he sent it a third time to music. It's tough when I do it through the email because I just keep, it doesn't matter. All right. Brittany Zagazewski says, Sympathy was what Spotify chose as the song that would save me from Vecna, which is accurate but embarrassing. That's a comment on the new season of Stranger Things.
Ah, yeah, yeah. It's got a Polish name, too, so it makes sense.
I've not finished this season yet, but I am loving it.
Same.
Having a good time.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny. Stranger Things is one of those shows that it's like, it's all formula, but it's like... And the first like two episodes I watched, I was like, I don't know if I have the stamina to watch another season of this. And then by episode three, I was like, I'm fully fucking sucked in again. It's just as good.
It's kind of like the Goo Goo Dolls, man. All formula, but I'm getting sucked back in every time.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm into it. Toby Braithwaite says Tommy prefers the Gigi Dolls. He said there's a non-zero chance this is a UK-specific term. You can probably guess what it means. I'm going to guess GGs are another name for horse.
Yeah, I think that is UK-specific.
Stand by your band. It's GGs now. All right, waiting for this one to load. All right, Fiona Hart 2 says... Iris was my favorite song when I was like 7. MTV and VH1 used to play the music video all the time. But looking back now, the video is kind of weird with creep undertones. He's sitting in a chair in his apartment looking at various telescopes. Why are there so many? It's because he's an angel looking down from heaven. That's what I'm assuming is supposed to be the metaphor. Danielle Halig says, I made myself a playlist centered around Iris and songs like it. I call it Throwback Prom. It takes me back to the days when just slow dancing with a boy was a huge deal for me. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good time. That's why I listen to Bo Bice from time to time.
What's your big slow dance song from high school? Is that
That's what I was thinking. Was Bo Bice? The Bo Bice. I can never remember what it was now, but I'm going to look it up because it has to be his only.
Yeah.
It has to be the one. The Real Thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I had a big slow dance to The Real Thing, and I remember being like, this is going to be our song. did not last after that, but hey, that's all right.
Yeah. Mine was sadly from Michigan. It was Only God Knows Why by Kid Rock.
Hell yeah. Oh, wow.
Banging back then.
I used to love ballad. That song. I would have been dancing that.
Dude,
I love that.
It was
that
good
song.
Man,
Tommy, what's your slow dance song?
Well, I was thinking like prom. I remember big slow dance song was Leona Lewis's Bleeding Love.
Ooh,
like, oh, feels like a deep cut. Keep bleeding.
Yes. Yes, nice. All right, Mac Man, did we get anything on the old Twitter?
We did. Matt Riggs, aka Griggsy, said, I saw them live and the bass player was barefoot. I'm bothered by that, which
Hell
I think
yeah.
is funny.
Yeah, that would bother me.
I love that.
He's a strange unit as well, yeah. Must be said.
Yep.
Brian Breslau said, Slide might be the song that broke rock radio. And it's not Goo Goo Dolls' fault, or maybe it is. God, I hate that song. Tim Claridge just posted a Life magazine that says, Horses, the world's most beautiful animal. Not really connected to the topic, but... Pete David said, Penny for James Hamilton's thoughts. Pete loves James Hamilton. Yep.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that Pete is not James Hamilton.
Will Carey said, one of my favorite bands of all time, Superstar Car Wash through Let Love In, have my favorite songs from them. They have a new album coming out this year. I'm excited after hearing the first single.
Oh, shit.
The song Johnny wrote for Treasure Planet is great. He's a great songwriter. All right. Some real defense there. Brad Guy Fieri said, Ain't That Unusual is a banger. I love how the band Lawrence Arms took inspiration for them as a punk band. Unironically, a band that I love up until Gutterflower. They had good songs sprinkled throughout the later stuff, though. Becca James said, Wow, 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 wow. True lyricists. Connor Beals said, I have thoughts, but I don't want the world to see them because I don't think that they would understand.
Got one of those on the Facebook, too.
Alex Town said, the name is awful, and the lead singer has one of the most punchable faces of all time. Yep. And no, I won't let it slide. Mm-hmm. And then there's a clickhole thing I'm going to click on real quick in case it is funny, because it says what English sounds like to non-English speakers. I'm going to play the video.
Scarlet Landy.
Largest alarm.
This must be making fun of the name. They must say Goo Goo Dolls at some point.
I realized
5 seconds
in. That's all right.
I thought the bit was going to be them saying Goo Goo Dolls lyrics.
Sure. That would have been
just pouring water.
Guys, do the math. You could get that. You could do it. Well, just imagine what that could have been like. All right, I'll read a few from the Facebook. If you want your thoughts guaranteed to be read, get on the old Patreon. We could use it. I'm getting married. I'm going to live under a bridge in L.A. Let's get some income flowing in here, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Ethan Masters says, they never fail to make me feel like I just got broken up with.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
My buddy Joshua Subert says, you and I saw them perform a free show under the St. Louis Arch 15 years ago. It wasn't great. I don't remember it being bad, though. I do remember them having a lot of bangers, but I was just hyped to see Lifehouse. Let's see. Kenneth Witzkel says, are those the 3 a.m. guys? They are not. Dean Mazzello says, great melodies with panty dropping lyrics. I, of course, prefer their early stuff when they were the Sex Maggots. Yep. Let's see. Yeah, so Adam Quazlow says, dizzy up the girl. Sounds problematic.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Alex Schubert says, I still remember having Iris as my MySpace song in middle school because a girl I liked at the time also had it as her MySpace song. Oof. Yep.
Ooh, not
that's,
alone.
That sounds like a move familiar to my own heart. The last one I will read here is Gwen Sunkel says, the song name makes me cry every time I hear it, like I have to pull the car over sobbing.
Damn.
Jesus. Yeah, there's Scott Long also left a pretty long one here that we do not have time for, but get on the Patreon, people. And before we leave here, we're at our final segment where you get to give us your final thoughts on the Goo Goo Dolls. Aaron,
final thoughts on the Goo Goo Dolls. I mean, clearly they are the best 90s soft rock catchy pop band, like bar none. Better than Matchbox 20, Collective Soul, leaving them all in the dust. They pull at your heartstrings. They let you feel soft emotions when we weren't allowed to do that. So,
sure,
nothing but respect for the Goo.
They have detoxized the masculinity that is plagued this nation for so long.
Before it was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do have to push back on that. I think I don't know that they're the best of that generation for me.
Yeah.
I might prefer Matchbox 20. I'm not sure. I'd have to, if I think about the hits from Matchbox 20,
3
like Push, 3 AM, Real World, like there's a lot that I think I would take. If I would love to do a song for song,
a versus battle. Yeah. It would be awesome.
Let's see.
That
the
needs to happen.
Verses.
Instagram goes
yes,
crazy.
Yes. That
they
needs
should
to happen.
Start doing those type of verses.
Yes.
That would be great.
Or we should have it on our next live show.
That's not bad. But this was a fun one. I loved the playlist you gave.
Thanks, man.
The only song I'd even ding at all is the cover, but just because I like the Supertramp version more. But so I'd go as high on this one. It's a nice little 4.7 out of 6.
Okay, 4.7 out of. When did we start going out of 6?
So we've always gone out of 6, but we switched from 6 songs to 4 songs, making it kind of
very
nonsensical.
But you know, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with
everybody
that.
Likes that we did it. Tommy, what do you got?
Yeah, I like all these songs. I'm going to go even a little higher. I'm going to go 4.71 out of 6.
You piece of
my man. You've been playing the Price is Right rules all day. Yeah.
But you also get to rate the playlist, Aaron. What do you give this out of 6?
I'm going to give it a 5.4.
Love
it. All right.
I didn't know it was a cover. That's my bad.
It's all right. It's a good cover. It is a good cover. I just like the original a little more, which takes some points off. But this is a great time.
Thanks for doing it, man.
Thanks so much.
Anywhere, anywhere people should see you while you're in New York or when you're back.
Well, is this coming out tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so if they catch it in time, they can come to Poco at 7:30.
Oh, yeah, Poco too. Well, he's on CYSK.
CYSK later tonight. The Gutter Bar, 9 o'clock.
Big night in the city.
They might.
Hell
they
yeah.
I'm at the Gutter again soon.
Saturday?
I can't remember all the shows, but yeah.
I'll sign off as I always do. Goo night and good luck. but me and Luke are going to do a boardwalk comedy at Union Hall in August. We just had to change the date, but I believe it is going to be Wednesday, August 10th. So I'll keep you posted next week on that.
Hell yeah. I have a bunch of dates that I just put on my website, finally updated it. I'm going to a bunch of places. I can't remember all of them off the top. I'm going to Rumors in Winnipeg, though. I'm going to Kansas City Comedy Club, Planet of the Tapes. I cannot remember anything. Just go to my website, tomtikar.com. Aaron, thanks so much for coming again.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, guys, get on the Patreon. We'll see you next week. Keep it crispy. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.